Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm just so excited. I'm working on so much in the background that I am not in a position to just tell everybody, but I am excited, just energized about what 2022 holds for myself and Next Step Financial Partners. It's going to be a great year. I'm just really looking forward to that. And so good morning, everyone. As you saw, we're talking about finding a niche. Finding a business niche today. This is part of a five-part series that we're doing on key challenges solopreneurs face and how to overcome them. So we have already dealt with multitasking for the first episode, and this one is going to be about finding a business niche. All right, so let me go ahead and begin by introducing myself. I am Brother Juan P. Barrientos II. I am the owner of Next Step Financial Partners Tax and Accounting. I help Christian life coaches, consultants, course creators, other solopreneurs increase revenue by an average of 30% with financial accounting and tax planning so that you can empower more of your clients to achieve their goals, grow your business, and fulfill your purpose. Biz Talk and Tax Talk with Brother Juan is designed to help you navigate your biz and maximize your profits along the way. So again, today we are in our second part of a five-part series on key challenges solopreneurs face and how to overcome them. And today we're talking about finding a niche. A solopreneur without a plan is like a car stuck in the mud. The business just keeps on moving, but doesn't go anywhere. Those tires being stuck in the mud, they're exerting a lot of energy. They're just spinning, but nothing is moving. And so when asked, who is your target audience? Who is your ideal client? Who is the person that you provide services for? No solopreneur should say, everyone, right? That is a problem. That is a problem. As any marketing expert knows, that is a waste of marketing budget and efforts, both of which are in short supply for the solopreneur. And it isn't just about marketing. The solopreneur needs to be specific even about their offerings, what service, what product they're going to offer to their target audience, to the market. And so how can you decide on a business niche? How can you decide on a business niche? First of all, solopreneurs need a balance between what will make them a decent profit and what they are good at. And so your passion is essential, and getting very specific about your ideal client, your target audience, who you want to reach. And also, I would even say, understanding their unique problems that you can help solve. And so you need to find that balance again between what's going to make you money, what's going to make you a decent profit, and what are you really good at? Because those go hand in hand. Secondly, what I would say, solopreneurs need to focus on one specific target audience. Make a smart move by choosing the right demographic or the right ideal client. Ensure that your product and service speaks to that ideal client. Even the way that you package it is important. And this will in turn drive your marketing efforts to cater to them. When you're clear about who you serve, how you serve them, when you're clear about that, then your marketing becomes more targeted as well, because you're focusing your efforts, you're speaking directly to that person, and again, addressing their problems and you being that solution. Lastly, what I would say is the target audience can always be expanded later, but it helps to have one direction to focus on, especially as a solopreneur, right? Just imagine just shooting an arrow. Would you rather shoot an arrow at a target, knowing specifically what you're aiming for, or just shooting it up in the air and hoping that it will hit somebody? right? And so your focus efforts, and that's what provided, that's what having a niche will do. It will focus your efforts to a specific target, to a specific target. And so your branding, your messaging, your marketing, all is geared towards that niche. And so if you find yourself stuck in need of clarity in your biz, maybe you need help identifying your niche, defining your niche, we do offer clarity calls here with Next Step Financial Partners and myself. Clarity calls are something that clients love. It is exactly what so many entrepreneurs need. It is a highly focused chunk of time, 90 minutes, to walk through challenges and start tackling them together. Our clients love these as a way for these sessions to provide clarity, inspire, to provide action steps, and ultimately reduce stress in a short amount of time. So we invite you to book a free, book a clarity call with myself today. Clarity calls are not free, but if you are in need of business assistance with taxes or accounting, bookkeeping, those calls, we offer free 15-minute strategy sessions. But clarity calls are, again, a focused chunk of time where we kind of look at your situation, help you provide, help you gain clarity, and it's a way for you to get over being stuck and allowing you to move forward. We help you get out the mud, as the analogy was at the beginning. Again, this is Brother Juan with Next Step Financial Partners, Tax and Accounting. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Biz Talk with Brother Juan. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to type those in the chat, in the comment, and we will definitely get back with you. Look forward to hearing from you all. And again, have a great day. And thank you for watching this episode of Biz Talk with Brother Juan, where we help you navigate taxes and biz to increase profits. All right, y'all have a good day.